I hope you're having a fantastic day. Do you know the number one thing that people avoid when it comes to being an entrepreneur? This little bad boy right here. This cute little thing that we're on all day long, and yet we are terrified generally of picking it up and calling. Why? Because we make up these crazy stories in our heads about how calling people is annoying because we don't like getting calls. Or if we call somebody, it's probably not going to be convenient. Or if we call somebody, we're not going to know what to say, or I don't have a purpose, I hate calling out of the blue. And so this little thing, which is the number one way we all make money as entrepreneurs, stays silent. Because we just want it to call, someone to call us in order for us to be able to kind of go, whew, off the hook, and now we're firmly in control, and we can say no. See, that's the problem with people. They make massive assumptions as to what's going to happen down the road, and because of those assumptions, they don't do stuff. So, think about something you've been avoiding, right? Again, this is usually the number one thing. You don't want to call people. And yet, by talking to people, especially if you're in a relationship business, and I work with a lot of realtors, and they should be basically on this thing all day long, but they hesitate. And then they do something else. They do the laundry, they go for a walk, they walk the dog for the fifth time. They will rearrange their sock drawer, they will work on an email that generally never gets sent because of the same reason, more assumptions. Or they will pitter-patter around, they'll reorganize their desk. One of my personal favorites is my clients who reorganize their desk as opposed to actually doing something. But if you're doing all these things, instead of doing the work you're supposed to be doing, you have to go to the reason of what are you really afraid of and is it real? So, for instance, if someone says to me, Rebecca, I don't want to call somebody because it's going to be annoying for them. And I'm like, okay, did someone you call actually tell you, stop calling me, you're annoying? And we're talking about people that you possibly could have worked with before. And generally speaking, it's no. But I find it annoying. Okay, well, are you your client? No. And so, by quick just like unraveling the real reasons you're not doing something, you get to the crux of what's really going on, and then away you go. So, to do the work you're supposed to be doing, really identify what is holding you back. What is it that's causing you to avoid those things? And then, how can you create a new story? Here's an example. I use the phone, but this also works for emails, for workshops, for any kind of outreach you're trying to do to grow your business. And you have to do outreach to grow your business. You can mostly use referrals to grow your business, but you're still not in control. And so a true business stays in business and grows because they control their sales funnel. They don't just wait for the phone to ring. They don't just wait for referrals to happen. They go get them. So here's something you can do. If you're worried about calling people because it's out of the blue and you don't have a reason, make one up. And my husband has this fantastic way that he used to do when he was growing his business, and that's where he would call people up and pretend that he'd sent them something via mail or email. Like, hey, did you get that thing? 50% of people said yes. They're like, oh yeah, I totally got that thing. He never sent anything. And he's like, oh, you know what? Let me tell you a little bit more about what's in it. And then on the conversation goes. Now, I did something similar, except I actually sent someone something because I can't do that lie business. I'm really, really bad at it. Like, I blush and I stutter, and it's really not good for me. So I can't do the did you get it? Didn't send it. I do the send it, and then I do the did you get it? Because talking about myself was really difficult when I first started my business, and I still don't like it. So I give myself a reason to call them. I send them something through email or through the mail. Or if they've attended a workshop, I call and I talk to them about that. What did you think about the workshop? Do you have any questions? What are you working on in your business? And so, you allow a conversation to happen because there's a topic already afoot. And so, if you're hesitating because you don't want to call out of the blue, don't call out of the blue. If you hate cold calling, don't cold call. Warm call by warming them up ahead of time. And there's a thousand ways you can do that. You can do videos like this. Call people up and say, hey, did you see my Facebook video I just did? Right? Or my YouTube video or the blog that I just wrote. So you can repurpose and create topics from stuff you're already doing without having to come up with something new. And when I say something like, send them something in advance, I'm not saying create like an ebook and, write War and Peace. I'm saying, send a tip of the week kind of a thing out. And just whoever opens the email, because your CRM should tell you who opened the email, call those people because they're interested. They opened the email, so they're interested. You don't have to call your entire database. You can call people because they clicked on something, they behaved in a way that showed you that they were interested. That should pave the way for you to overcome some of your shyness, because that's all it is. It's just being shy. And it's okay to be shy, but not if you want to grow your business. And so I hope that if any of you guys are out there stalling out in your businesses right now, you're waiting for the phone to ring, you're waiting for like shit to fall out of the sky, I highly recommend you implement some of these strategies. First of all, go back and say, what's really going on? What am I really not afraid of? And do I have proof of this? Information is going to tell you whether or not it's true or conjecture. 99% of the time, we're making stuff up in our heads. So when you realize that, you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's just a story. It's as easy for me to think someone's going to like to hear from me as it is for me to think that they're not going to like to hear from me. The reason we go into the negative is that's literally how our brains are wired. So just understand the physiology of thinking negatively. And it's not that you're a bad person or you're negative, you're human. And you have that little reptilian part of your brain that is like freaking out because you're about to get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger or a shark, depending on which one. I still fear the sharks, but I scuba dive to try to overcome it. So far, still afraid of sharks. So when you understand where that it's just a fear-based thing and you try to reduce the power of that impulse and kind of go, okay, well, I'm going to only act on what I know. And I don't know until I do something. So how do I facilitate doing something so I actually like doing it? Okay, well, I just need to give people a reason to talk to me. So I'm gonna do that and send them something real simple, right? Or, work on something I've already got. A lot of people I know have this automatic newsletter that goes out every month. Great. Look at who opened it. Call those people. Talk about what was in the newsletter, right? And just get a conversation going about that. If they want to talk about going further with you, fantastic. But most people are as shy as you. They don't want to call. So if they're shy and you're shy, ain't nobody having a conversation, and that's just silly. So give them a reason, give them a call, see where it goes. And the more you do something, the easier it gets. The more you do something, the more comfortable you are. The first couple times you're gonna do it, yeah, it's gonna be awkward. Roll with it. No one cares. What they care of, are you calling for some good reason? Are you calling to be helpful? Not everybody's gonna want it, and that's okay. You're like, I hope you have a really great day. You've at least put yourself in their world, and that's how you stay top of mind. And that, my friends, is how you get referrals. Okay, it's how you get new business, and it's how you get repeat and referral business. And especially in the real estate industry, you can also get referral business from your fellow agents. So if you want to give other agents a reason to send you business, give them a reason to talk about you or talk with you so that that actually happens. Because referrals is simply being remembered, and people are remembered because you make them feel special, thought of, and you're really, really valuable. So this has been a public service message for all the people out there who are super, super scared to pick up that phone or send that email or do that workshop or do that thing that you've been afraid of doing because you've thought it'd be too hard. It's the reason why people don't create systems. They think systems equals technology. It isn't, it's just a process, right? What are the steps you need to take consistently to make something happen? Don't make something bigger than it is. Break it down to its component parts. Give yourself a reason to call people, right? By sending something in advance or capitalizing on what you've already got. And then, my friends, this thing is a hell of a lot less scaried. All right, public service announcement completed. I hope you guys have a fantastic time. If there's anything else you struggle with, let me know below. I'm running a course, Success Squared, that actually helps people with this and so much more. I totally forgot to say this at the beginning, so I'm gonna pop that into the link up there. If you want coaching, it's only $99. Starts February 17th, 1 week from today. I'd love to see your butt in that virtual seat. See you soon, guys.